So there's a senator who has just declared for presidency of the United States. Her name is Kamala Harris. I think she's a senator. There is also Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom are advocating for increase in taxation on the rich. I think one of them is estate tax, and the other one is wealth tax, basically to tax the wealthy up to 70% at least for both of them. The reason why I'm making this podcast is because now that I don't support taxation, because I don't support force, it is bizarre for me to hear about people imposing, like trying to take other people's wealth by force. Without knowing it, I think I really would give them the benefit of the doubt that people that believe in government in any kind, I really don't think people know. I think that is the reason why it's such fun to take a speaker and say, you know what, we are going to forcefully collect money from people and it will be okay. I think majority of people in the world does not see government as an agency of force. I think most people see it as some kind of caretaker, something that takes care of us. I think that's how most people see it. So for me, hearing about people who are advocating increase in taxes to do good, to absolutely do, the intention is always, for all the people I have met so far, the intention is always good. You know, increase taxes, get the money and do something for the poor. So now that I'm on the other side of the aisle, it's just outrageous. I almost can't believe it that people will propose anything like that. Any kind of taxation, let alone 70% and above taxation. And that's because I am on the other side of the aisle. I see taxation as a force. But when I was not there, I had no clue. I literally thought taxation is good. Like I've mentioned before, I have only accepted total freedom, which means government, no government, about a year ago. And before then, and I'm at least 30, and before then, I've seen government in some form as good. I've seen taxation as good. So I absolutely do not blame people for not seeing. I honestly believe that people do not know that government is force. Anyway, so I just wanted to say, I just wanted to make podcast to really maybe you might be on the fence about this issue, but to really stress the issue of perspective. When you don't do something, you don't believe in it and things like that, you don't really see the bad in it. You don't. So now absolutely taxation is for me is forced. And not just for me, it's not my argument. It's not my argument. I have not seen someone who has successfully proved that taxation is not stealing. There is no one. You can't do it. There are just so many evidence, facts, reason against anyone who wants to prove that taxation is not theft. It's not stealing. It doesn't exist. The best way, right, if you are on the fence, the best way, at least one of the ways that this might make sense to you is, one, to look at your life and see how you do your personal business. You do your personal transaction. So one, for example, if you want to do an agreement with someone, okay, let me retract back. That's not what I should say. Do you think right now it's okay for me to claim to claim something over you for anything? Like to claim your wealth as mine. And I will tell you that the reason why is because my forefathers and our forefathers had formed a country. That's probably a bad example. The thing I want to say is, when you enter agreement with someone, like, it's either you agree verbally or you have something in writing. There was never, if you've done this before, please do let me know, where you do a business with someone, and the reason you do a business with them is because they have had a claim on your property with which you have not consented before, with which you have you don't have anything to do with. So you've entered a business or you've entered some kind of transaction where you are obligated to pay someone something for something that you have not consented, now or before or in your past life. And you don't have choice than to do that, right? That's what happens when you enter a contract, right? You have to fulfill that contract. Like, is there anything like that? Have you ever entered a business like that, where someone had a claim on your property that you haven't consented, that you've never entered an agreement with them, that has nothing to do with you? The only thing that they might have told you is that something about your forefathers have signed such agreement. I have never heard of it, because it doesn't exist. Because that's not how we carry out our personal lives. When I went to the business with someone, or if I'm obligated to pay anything, it is because I have consented before. It has something to do with me. Somehow it has to do something with me that I enter voluntarily. But never that I did not enter and has nothing to do with me. Such doesn't exist. So that is one way to really get a quick look at it. If that's how you do your business, someone claiming your property without your consent or anything that has to do with you, that you're connected to it somehow through your consent. So for example, you agreed to pay somebody's debt. It's not your debt, but you agreed to pay. Okay, or you got a car loan. You know, things like that. That's the kind of things that's how people run their lives, through that kind of agreement. But never otherwise. But that's how government is, literally. Some old man, long time ago, formed something, an arbitrary boundary, and you are obligated. We are all obligated to carry on their own agreement. That doesn't make sense. But again, like I said, government is not the problem. It's a symptom of our illogical thinking. Somehow, the better option. So like I said before, only kings and queens and monarchs and just few people, the oligarchy, that decide things, right? That control the wealth of people, of things. But democracy came. Now, the guy that doesn't have anything can vote, and his voice will be counted. So we are getting better. We are still, it's still forced. This is a system that has no freedom in it. But we are getting better. We are absolutely getting better. And I truly believe that the world is headed towards the direction of freedom. I think that is really it. Thank you much for listening, for tolerating my repetition. God, I need to do something about this. I do not like repeating myself, but not an excuse. That's how I grew up doing. So it's really going to take me a while to stop repeating myself. Other than that, I appreciate you for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.